D20 Radio, your gamer's role.
www.d20radio.com. Game on. Welcome, Gamer Nation. I am Fiddleback, otherwise known as Brian in the real world, and this is the first episode of Game On, a podcast where we talk about board games, card games, CCGs, role-playing games, and pretty much anything else that happens to strike our fancy. And sharing host duties with me is my good friend Andy. How you doing, Andy?
Good. How you doing, Brian?
Oh, I'm doing all right. We're kind of humming right along here. We've already had to re-record a couple of things. Words. Gee, can you tell this is the first time we've done this?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. It's perfectly normal to happen this way, I assure you. Everything is under control. The fire is out. There's no more electrical sparking.
Oh, did you? Okay, excellent.
Yeah, we got that all covered. And anyway, I already said how you doing, so I'm screwed up. This is not good, Gamer Nation. I apologize. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway,
normally he carries the brain, but apparently he's left it in his other pants. So
yeah, in my other pants, which I think are currently in the wash. As I said, it's shrinking right now, even as we speak. As I said, our focus here is board games and card games. Oh, and did I mention some video games, too? We'll do some video games, because those are fun.
Video games. Those
yeah.
Are good.
Video games are good. Much fun. So I suppose we ought to start out with just some basic information about who we are and what we do and what makes us think we have any business at all talking about this stuff. Both Andy and
I clearly know we do, but you know, we'll roll with it.
Yeah, both Andy and myself are former game store owners, in various incarnations at a couple of different stores. I used to own a game store called Sasquatch Games, located in Center Point, Oregon. Don't bother looking for it; it's not there anymore. And Andy, where'd you used to work?
I worked for Rogue Games and Hobbies, located in Medford. Don't look for it, because it's not there anymore. It's been renamed and taken over by another studious wannabe business owner.
Yes, another sucker. That's what we call them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
you own a game store, you are the sucker. But no, it's not too bad, actually, if you can get into it and manage to keep everything, you know. It's like juggling Molotov cocktails. It's okay as long as you don't drop one.
Right. Once you drop one, you're pretty much done for the afternoon.
Right. Okay, so that's who we are. And we both have played various types of games for a number of years, occasionally even against each other, as I recall.
Yeah, every once in a while we actually get to play a game together.
Because it's because we have such busy lifestyles with, you know, women and parties and hot cars and...
The social events, you know, my calendar's full all the time.
It is. Because, you know, eventually all those X's you put over the days that you have nothing to do on add up, and it fills that sucker like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, so that's kind of who we are. There's more to us than that, obviously. We are not what you might call your... Well, Andy's not what you might call your introverted gamer. I tend to live in my little man cave with games everywhere, actually. Right?
Everywhere, yeah. Literally.
Yeah, literally. Like, you know,
but it's nice because they're at your fingertips, so, you know, wherever you go, there's a game.
At your fingertips and sometimes at your feet and occasionally, you know, right on your table where you were planning on doing something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So... Andy, how about you tell us about how long you've been playing various types of board games, card games, that kind of stuff.
Wow, started very early with the wonderful game that I'm sure everybody has been sat through many painful times, Monopoly, as a young child, and found out that that's not what I consider to be a good board game, and moved right on from there. So started playing role-playing games in the early 70s with the first incarnations of Dungeons & Dragons, and have expanded from there into card games and miniature games, tabletop games, just about anything you can think of.
Yeah, and I kind of went on a similar path. I'm about, what is it, 2 years younger than you? Something like that?
Something like that, 2 or 3, yeah.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years younger. Anyway, we started playing in my family with, if I remember correctly, Payday was one of the first games we ever played.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that was okay for a while, but eventually you get tired of the stuff you can find on the shelves of Toys R Us or the stuff like that. And I keep saying, right. Please drink, Gamer Nation. Yeah. You will be drunk by the end of this podcast. If you have anything like the drinking rules that the guys over at Order 66 have, then there will be some severely drunk individuals after listening to this.
Yes, there will be some porcelain hugging individuals.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we should in fact thank Order 66, GM Dave, and GM Chris, and the entire D20 Radio organization for helping us make this happen. They will be hosting us, and they have inadvertently encouraged us to do this.
Oh well, they made a mistake there, didn't they?
Yeah, nobody in their right mind encourages us to do anything. So some of the things we intend to talk about are going to be games that we like and games that we don't like, because that's part of it too. That's part of the experience. We have a fairly huge amount of games at our disposal. I think at my last count, I have something like 200 board games or more, somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 or 60 different sets of role-playing game rules, and various little bits of CCGs, plus my penchant for buying video games when I'm really bored, so that I have something to do. What's your current inventory look like?
Despite how much I don't get to play, my inventory continues to grow because, you know, that's what gamers do, they collect stuff. I've lost count of my RPGs, but I've got a couple of bookshelves that are starting to sag a little bit because of the weight.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has those.
Oh, yes.
Everybody I know, anyway.
Yeah. Probably the biggest collection of my stuff at the moment would be miniatures games, which I've been into so heavily over the years. So there's a lot of that stuff taking up space on my desk and various parts throughout the house.
Do you play Warhammer?
I do play Warhammer. Well, actually, I play Warhammer 40,000. The fantasy version of Warhammer doesn't quite get it for me, but I have played it.
Okay, because that's one game that I could never quite get into because, well, frankly, it costs money, and not just a little bit.
It is. It will if you tap a vein, it will suck the life out of you literally, and just, you know, leave you in a heap on the floor. So yeah,
yeah. Many a time I've seen curled up gamers in a game store trying to buy paints and minis and
Paints and stuff. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Especially when a new release comes out, you know, they all come charging in, and you know, you just stick a needle in them as they come through the door and suck everything out of their wallet and throw them back out to the street.
Yeah, because that's really the easiest way to do it, too, is just, you know, they come in, they hand
it
over
is,
their wallet.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and that's all said and done.
You know, if they'd make direct deposit to the game store, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about it, so.
Well, that's true. If you could get a good enough Warhammer base going, you could probably not even have to worry about financing the store itself. They would just, you know, here's the electric bill, you pay that, I'll let you have some minis.
Right, right. And there, I had a few customers like that, so it was...
Yeah. My main focus, game-wise, has been on board games. And as I said earlier, I'm not talking about, like, Monopoly or Payday or The Game of Life or Clue, which, you know, all around are good ways to get into the hobby, but once you get far enough in, you're not really going to stick with those. So my focus is Euro games, games developed in Europe, a lot from Germany and whatnot that use different mechanics and have a different focus when it comes to gameplay. Because European gamers and players tend to play mostly with their families. So it becomes kind of a social event in the week or whatever, where they sit down with all the members of the family and play some games. And one of the things that Eurogames do that are quite a bit different from what American-style games do is they don't do a lot of player elimination. In other words, you're not going to be out of the game midway through with nothing to do. They want to keep you in and keep you playing all the way through the game, so it's more fun for everybody.
Right.
And so, anyway, I focused on those games, and much to my financial surprise, I got quite a few.
it's as if they're breeding in the background somewhere. So,
So what, you know, I don't have this in the show notes, but let's do this anyway. What would you say are your top five favorite games that nobody's ever heard of yet?
That nobody's ever heard of.
Well, yet. none of our new listeners. Let's put it that way.
Right off the top of my head, one of my all-time favorites that actually you introduced me to was Power Grid, which is a Euro game. Just one of my all-time favorites. Very, very good gameplay to it. It's not necessarily an elimination type of game, but you know everybody's trying to win. But I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on back and forth. It's very subtle that can you know bring you ahead at the end of the game. So.
Right, and Power Grid is definitely one of those games where you've gone a long way into the hobby if you've started playing Power Grid, because
yes,
and we'll talk about this a little more in further episodes about these different style of games and get you up to date on what's out there and how they play and what they're all about. But yeah, I would agree that Power Grid is probably my top one or two game choice there.
One of the other games that I really enjoy it usually winds up taking quite a while to play, and it can be a little frustrating at times, is the Formula D or Formula Day or however anybody wants to pronounce it, which is a dice-rolling automobile racing game, which I've enjoyed over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, a lot of variety of tracks. I think officially it's been decided that it's Formula D because they just did the reprint on it.
Right, yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, but a lot of variety of tracks there, and a lot of fun to get like three or four people involved in and have them racing around the track. And it's very much like Formula One racing, because you're going to places like Monaco and Portland International and all that kind of stuff where the F1 racers go. How about Commands and Colors?
Oh, Commands and Colors, yes. Another one that you introduced me to, and another one of my top favorites. A very, very expandable game, but it's playable right out of the box for quite some time without having to buy any expansions. I don't know, what's the time period that takes place? I guess the Romans and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's a war game set in the ancients time frame with Romans and Greeks and spears and shields and that kind of stuff.
And your favorite unit, the elephants that come charging through my ranks.
The elephants that come and bust things up, yeah. The problem with the elephants, though, is, of course, naturally they end up killing some of my guys, too, while we're at it. And usually at a higher fatality rate.
Yes, that's why I like them, too, so.
Yeah. You're right. You can play a lot of it without having to buy any of the expansions. And believe me, once you buy the original game, you're going to hold off buying those expansions. Because the game works with wooden blocks, and you have to put stickers on some 200-odd wooden blocks, which is...
Yeah, I...
That's a four-hour session
I think
there.
We've still got one expansion that we haven't put any stickers on, don't we?
Yeah, I still have one. Anytime you want to come over and help get them stickers on there, that'd be just fine by me.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yes, we'll do that sometime soon. Okay.
So how about... Talk about Union Pacific. You've played that one, right?
Yeah, I played Union Pacific once or twice, and I think I actually won the last game we played, which was kind of interesting. Early on, I caught what you were up to and jumped on that train, so to speak, and bought up all the stock and wound up winning. But
yeah, It's a stock control game which you play by laying trains on specified tracks across the United States and try to collect the most stock in a given railroad plus the major Union Pacific stock. But yeah, it's a good game. A lot of depth to it. A lot of little strategies here and there. And that's really the kind of thing we like, I guess, is these games that have all kinds of hidden little strategies that you can exploit if you've learned the game well enough and know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's not just a cut and dry type of game where you've got one path that you follow. This is the only way you can win the game. It's like, no, we've got a path to the left, we've got a path to the right. Look, there's a tunnel down here somewhere. There's all kinds of little things that you can get into and find and have it work for you.
Yeah. So I guess the overarching theme of the whole thing are strategy games, I can talk, really. No, I promise. And I haven't been drinking yet. I'm not playing my own drinking game. they're strategic games, which is what a lot of the Euro games are, is they become very strategic. They're not just kind of roll the dice and move your mice and, you know, hope for the best with a couple of cards pulled out of a pile. Although some of them do incorporate that kind of mechanic, there's usually much more to it than that.
Right.
So do we have favorite CCGs? Do we really have a favorite CCG at this point?
I don't really think so. I think every one that you and I have gotten into, we've, you know, played it for a little while and then taken the cards out to the parking lot and made a bonfire out of them. So CCGs don't really work very well for me sometimes.
Yeah. There are three that I have as favorites, although I never get to play them anymore. And that would be, in no particular order, Warlord, Shadow Fist, which is a kung fu action kind of game. Warlord is a D20 based game. It's actually based on the 3035 rules of D&D. Shadow Fist is a kung fu action style, and Doomtown, based on the Deadlands RPG, is another one of my little favorites. But like I said,
now, I've seen Warlord before, but I've never seen the other two. I have heard you talk about the Doomtown one, so. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I don't know why I haven't ever shown you those. I've got like a brickload of stuff for them somewhere around my tiny, tiny apartment.
Hanging about the cave.
That's right. They're like, I'm gonna take some of these boxes and I'm just gonna staple them to the wall, because then I'll get the whole art plus storage thing going on at the same time.
There you go. That'll work.
Yeah.
The thing that I find difficult about CCGs is the whole. My problem with it is it turns into he who has the most money wins. It's just a matter of who can buy the most packs of cards and get the cool rares and the things that do the most stuff. And it doesn't. There's not enough strategy involved in it, other than just going out and spending a boatload of money and say, oh, look, I've got all the cards, now I can win. So.
Mm-hmm. Which
and that's. That's my personal feeling on it, but I mean, you know, obviously hundreds of other people feel differently, so.
Yes, well, and this brings us to the next little bit of warning we need to give to those who are listening. What do we think of Magic?
I can't say that can you say that? I don't think you can say
we
that.
We could say it if we put a, warning on the front.
Oh, well, it pretty much, I'll be nice about it. It sucks.
Okay, yes. It both sucks and blows simultaneously.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten so... And there was a time when I actually played a little bit of Magic, but it was out of self-defense when I had the game store, because all the high schoolers would come in and, oh, you play Magic, and you got this, and you got that. So I had to learn a little bit about the game in order to actually provide product to people. And I will say this, they produce sets way too often, and mess with the rules way too often.
Right. Yeah. And that's another big thing. I mean, I've seen entire sets become obsolete, you know, a month after it's been released. It's like, what are you doing, guys?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy the way they do it. In fact, the last set that I fully collected out of Magic was actually Unglued, the joke set.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where we are on Magic. We don't want to talk about Magic, really. We don't. I know. It's Wizards of the Coast, but we don't want to talk about it.
There's enough people out there that play it that know enough about it that we don't need to talk about it.
That's
so,
right.
We'll just tuck that one under the front porch and be done with it.
Mm-hmm. We'll toss it under the bus while we're at it.
That's there we go.
Okay. So that's CCGs. Let's talk a little bit about some of the RPGs we like and play. Or like and
Ooh,
try
RPGs.
To play.
Yeah. Try to play. Yeah, that's here of late that's been a good description is try to play because it's pretty much been a flaming toboggan ride to hell on the last few of our RPG events, but you know.
Yeah, Gamer Nation, those who have paid attention during some of the Order 66 podcasts and have talked with me in the forums and on the chats and whatnot, will realize that we don't have a whole lot of luck with gaming groups for RPGs because, things go bad.
Well, it's not so much the games itself, it's the randomness of life around the players that we associate with. Nobody seems to be able to show up just once a week and play a game without some catastrophe happening along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so game groups have not been really brilliant for us. We've had a variety of people in our groups, and I think we've experienced just about every type of bad player it's possible to get.
Pretty much. The whiner, the rules lawyer, the just complete blathering idiot,
the drunk.
Juvenile. The drunk, yes, the juvenile heist. the drunk.
Many a session has gone down the bottle with him.
Yes, it has.
We like RPGs that I guess focus into genres that we find amusing, inherently amusing, just on their own. We tried to play some Star Wars Saga Edition, which is how I originally got hooked up with Order 66 and the D20 Radio Network.
Yeah, we tried. It went okay for a little while, about 2-3 episodes, and then, it burst into flames and crashed into the side of the Death Star, so...
Yep, that's what they do. We tried D&D 4E... only to discover that we picked the wrong GM.
Yes. But he has been summarily executed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exiled.
Thrown under
like
the bus.
A bad
exiled, yes. Dragged out of town.
We've done D&D 3.5. Which I
we've had some good stuff with 3.5. We you ran a really good Kingdoms of Kalimar campaign that we did for a while. That was very enjoyable.
Forgotten Realms you can forget about. Greyhawk you can forget about. The setting to be in with D&D is Kingdoms of Kalimar.
Absolutely.
There's just so much going on in there that it's so fun. And having said that, good luck getting hold of any of it because
Kenzer and Company has lost their rights to the 3.5, so...
Yep, they lost that, surprise, surprise, just before 4th edition came out.
Oh, yeah, imagine that. Thanks, Wizards.
Yeah, Wizards decided they didn't need to do that anymore, so poo-poo on you.
Yes.
In addition to that, we've done some Serenity, or Firefly, if you like. We've actually had a couple, 3 or 4 good campaigns in Firefly, although the last one was...
Yeah, we have... Yeah, the last one kind of fell short, but the 2 or 3 before that ran real well.
Yeah, it's not every day you can just blow things up at random with massive super weapons, and that doesn't work, asteroids.
Yeah, from the inside of an Alliance cruiser. Yes, asteroids, bodies in space. It's the only way to be sure.
That's correct. That's how you know you've killed something. There are bodies in space. Brilliant. Brilliant. Let's see what else we did. D20 Modern, that's one you ran, which I really got a kick out of.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun for me. I hadn't DM'd a game, and I don't even remember how long, but I just jumped into that and kind of grabbed the bull by the horns and tried to take you guys on an adventure, but you guys always take the steering wheel away from me, so I just sit in the back of the bus and see where it's going.
Plot? What plot? I don't know what's going on. I'm just shooting things. How can I shoot them more efficiently? Oh, yeah, we can do it this way. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. That's how it's supposed to work. In addition to that, we've tried... well, what else have we tried? We've tried... there's one other I know, at least, that you and I have done together. Oh, Paranoia.
Paranoia. Yes, that was a fun little jaunt into killing your fellow clone.
Mm-hmm. Well, he kept trying on the rocket boots. What can I tell you?
You never try on the rocket boots,
never.
Especially when you're the guy who checks out the rocket boots.
Yeah, if I'm the guy who's the tech specialist or whatever, I can't even remember what it's called. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, he died, 15 minutes into the game?
Did he make 15 minutes? I'm not entirely certain about that. I'm thinking. Maybe
well,
he
may have
minutes.
Died two or three times at the 15 minute mark. But he died, was going through clones pretty quick.
He died badly enough that he actually got up and left in the middle of the game. He was not happy.
He did, and that was actually our intention. But okay, no, not really. But well, yeah, it was.
That's right. We're that kind of gamer.
We're that kind of gamer.
Yeah. Paranoia, yeah, was a lot of fun. It's not something you'd want to run a regular campaign in, but boy, one-shots are like craziness.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't even know if you could run a campaign in Paranoia. There's enough books to do it, but I just don't think there's enough clones to run a campaign in. But yeah, the one-shot deal is always a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's kind of the way to kill an evening and some clones.
Yes. Multiples.
Other RPGs that at least I have access to that we haven't really had a chance to sit down and try to play are the Deadlands RPG, Adventures in the Weird West.
Yeah, I'm still trying to locate books on that one, and it's proving difficult. It's of course, it's been out of print for a while now, but normally I'm pretty resourceful on tracking down books like that, but that one's, it's been a little tough, so.
Yeah. Silver Age Sentinels. We did try to play that, but again,
we tried to play that. Another one that snagged the cape on the building on the way by and got flung to the ground. But
what else is there? There's me going again, and so more drinking occurs.
Okay. Now I'm doing it. Stop that.
Let's just see if we can get all of Gamer Nation completely, totally blitzed in this one podcast.
In this one episode, yes.
Yeah. Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Another one from Lord of the Rings, yes.
Yep. You've got...
I believe you've also got the Star Trek one, don't you?
No, I never did. Well, no, that's... Well, I don't have the current Star Trek one. I have the old Fossa Star Trek one.
The old Fossa, yeah.
Yeah. That would be neat to try it out once in a while, and on the assumption that we ever get any players or anything. Because really, I can be meowing down all day long, but it's not going to be that exciting.
Oh, look, it's just me on the away team again.
Yeah. Look, transporter accident! Woohoo! You've got, don't you have the Warhammer RPG? Was that you?
I've got the Warhammer 40K RPG. Yeah, the...
40K, Warhammer Fantasy, doesn't make any difference to me. It's all just Warhammer.
Yeah, it's all the same thing. But there's going to be somebody out there, well, is it Warhammer or is it 40K? Well, here's your silver hammer. Go hit yourself in the head. Get a clue. phone call for you.
Yeah. you can email Andy at... never mind.
Send complaints to the management at wedontcare.com. I said it again.
It's habit forming.
It is. It is.
Yeah, anyway, we have.
Yeah, I've also got the new incarnation of Shadowrun that I haven't had.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The new Shadowrun. That's,
I've got a stack of books for that one that I haven't used yet. But,
did they D20 that bad boy?
No, they did not. It is still a die six.
Excellent. Excellent. And, oh, yeah, Crimson Skies. You've got that one.
Crimson Skies. That took some finagling off of my favorite shopping forum, eBay, but I managed to track that one down, as well as, I believe, almost all the supplemental books for it, too. So we need to get that one nailed down sometime.
Yeah. And I have to say, you have, I don't know where you got them or how you did it or anything like that. Maybe you went to a special training class with ninjas or something, but you have incredible eBay skills at finding these little deals and hard to find things.
Yeah, I've got a little sensei that lives in the closet and comes out every now and then and imbues me with some new knowledge on how to track this kind of stuff down. But I still haven't got the Deadlands books though, so I'm gonna have to hit him with a big stick or something.
Yeah, get the bamboo out and start whacking on him until he gives it up.
Right.
So, all right, the primary focus of this show is going to be, I guess, just introducing people to games and things they maybe haven't heard of, or maybe they have heard of them and are just looking for people to talk about them in a semi-intelligent way, which, if you've paid any attention for the past, 32 minutes, you've realized that's the only way we're going to talk about them semi-intelligently.
Semi being a random and almost accurate analogy of it, yes.
Yeah, because we are not here, I guess, to be your rules arbiters and to tell you how to play. More often than not, what you will find us doing is just discussing some of our favorite little things and playing around with ideas and games that maybe you haven't heard of. So we'll introduce you to something that you might enjoy at some point. And hopefully we'll do that across the entire gamut of gaming possibilities. And you can be silent if you want to, Andy. That's fine. I can carry this, really, all the way from Poughkeepsie to here.
Well, you've been doing so well so far. I mean, you know, why would I want to butt in? I mean, it's not like I have a script.
Would you like a script? I can phone one up for you. Of course, you're going to be saying weird things like, you know, "Kiss me, Glenda," but whatever.
Okay. Well,
yeah, a couple of us, a little some pregnant pauses, which will then give birth to, you know, whatever. I don't know where that was going. That wasn't really going
I'm not sure, but, you know, it was a Geiger moment. So
yeah, there you go. Geiger moments. Awesome. You know what we didn't talk about?
What's that?
Video games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Video games. Yeah. What's the big one right now?
Got it right here in front of me. Fallout 3.
That's right.
War. It is vaulty goodness.
Oh, yeah. War never changes. Yeah, no, that's some good stuff. We've really enjoyed Fallout 3. And, you know, I've got, like I said, I buy games anytime I think I'm bored. Star Wars Battlegrounds, or Battlefront. Is it Battlefront? Yeah, it's Battlefront.
Battlefront, yeah.
Yeah, 1 and 2.
I've got a few of those lying about here myself.
Neverwinter Nights, 1 and 2. Age of Empires 3, Civilization 4, Time Waster 97, you know, take your pick there. Got tons of them, yeah.
Yeah, and the one that's pulled me away from most of my games here lately, and I am remiss to admit that I even play it because I shunned so many millions of people for so long for playing it. I have finally succumbed to the World of Warcraft machine and been drug into the cogs and ground up into nothingness. So
bastard. Oh geez, yeah. If you want to talk MMOs, I did the World of Warcraft thing. Meh. I did City of Heroes and City of Villains.
City of Heroes and City of Villains were good. I didn't get to play as much of them as I would have liked to, but a nice detour from most of the MMOs.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I've dabbled in Star Wars Galaxies very, 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 very briefly, which is, as far as I'm concerned, the only way to do it.
I heard that one could have been set on fire and would have gotten you a lot further. So
yeah, well, you would at least had, you know, the ability to keep warm or something.
Yes.
MMOs, I'm talking like, there's the time waster you guys sucked me into for about 2 weeks called Maple Story.
Oh, yes, Maple Story. Wasn't that just a wonderful little jaunt
into,
oh God, what have I started now?
Yeah, that was, oh look, I'm clicking for 17 hours straight. clicky, 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 clicky. All just, I couldn't hardly believe you guys actually got sucked into that thing as bad as you did.
Yeah, I blame the other guy, so. Yeah.
It's a good policy. Blame the other guy.
Blame the other guy. Let's see. Dungeons & Dragons Online.
Oh, yes, DDO. Excellent, excellent little game. It's a shame that it wasn't better received than it was.
I don't know why it wasn't, but it just didn't catch on like some of the other MMOs did. It's still one of my favorites. So
yeah, that was nice because it didn't matter how many characters you rolled up or anything like that. It always seemed like you were doing something unique and interesting with your character, even though they were the same adventures basically.
Right.
You would still go at it in a different way with different characters, and that had all kinds of appeal.
The strange thing about it is, one of the complaints that I hear, and I find myself complaining about it, was with games like World of Warcraft, is it's such a grind process to get anything done. And even though DDO is similar in certain ways, it's nowhere near the grind for whatever reason. I'm not sure how that translates, but it just wasn't nearly as bad.
Yeah, it was because of the way they handled it. There wasn't really any, like, you know, go kill 400 rats or anything like that, like most of them do. It was a lot
right.
of, you're on an adventure, you've got a mission, go complete it, either with yourself or with a bunch of people. And as you got higher up, it was more important to group and whatnot. But you always felt as if you were doing something that was reasonably important.
Yeah, that was the part that I was never able to group up with anybody, so it was my poor, pardon the pun, lone ranger out running around sticking arrows and everything he could find, mm-hmm. and usually dying a horrible, painful death in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I rolled a barbarian, and that was quite the ticket. You could go... You couldn't open any gates or locks or any treasure chests or anything, but boy, you could sure smack things around for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Grog smash, so... Mm-hmm. Or actually, it was Gronk, I believe.
Yeah,
so.
Grunk. Grunk smash. Grunk kill no. Yeah. Yeah, that was one of my... And we were geeking out of here a little bit on it, but... One of my favorite things with Grunk the Warforged Barbarian was one of the big adventure scenarios I went through, and of the 500 potential things to kill, I personally was responsible for the death of 350 of them. The rest of the party was just kind of standing around going, "Look, just get out of his way, let him do his thing, you know?" Don't stand in front.
Yeah, where's your resume? All the bodies back there in the cart, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, no, that was pretty cool. I really enjoyed DDO. We've played, you and I really haven't played too many MMOs together. In fact, I think we've played exactly none together.
Yeah, I don't think we even got to play City of Heroes together, did we?
No, because, again, my bank account ended up gasping in a corner all by itself. And,
oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
I had to go recover it. You know, little CPR, that kind of thing.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I was a little disappointed with Fallout 3 not being online compatible. I would have thought that would have been... A neat little addition to the game, but it's still an excellent game, even though it's only single player. So
yeah, it's very cool. There's nothing beats wandering around the wastelands with a combat shotgun and taking the top off of some super mutant's head.
Yeah. The new VATS system for combat is just brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I really like it. It's fun and it entertains
me. Oh yes.
Me. The day I shotgunned the rib cage right out of a guy was one of the raiders was quite impressive. I think that really sold me. It was one shotgun blast and it just blew his rib cage across the dirt there. It was kind of cool. Anyway, we actually do need to get into an MMO together. And might I make a suggestion that perhaps you've heard of by now and relates to another one of D20 Radio's wonderful little podcasts coming up?
Pod what?
Podcast, yeah. It's a podcrass. That's
podcrass. Okay.
Yeah. No. Anyway, the new Star Wars MMO that's coming out based on the Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes. I don't think it will ever come out because it's just a giant tease. It's, you know, they're just going to leave me in the corner drooling and, oh yes, it's coming. It's coming. It's no, it's not. But yeah, that will be one definitely to get into.
Yeah, we should definitely check that out and check it out together. Interestingly, there's a guild forming on D20 Radio that two years out from the release of the game, and there's a guild formed already.
Yeah, there's no geeks out there. What are you talking about?
But yeah, if you want to know some more about that, then the podcast to listen to on D20 Radio. D20, I can talk. It's really simple to talk. The podcast to listen to is the Holocron, which is, I think, running monthly right now because, well, you know, excellent. We're 2 years out.
Yes, yeah, it's a small timeline gap there.
Yeah, and the other podcast I'm really looking forward to hearing is another one done by Mostly Joe, who's apparently partially Betty. I don't know. Mostly Joe, anyway, is doing one on superhero role-playing games.
There's a new MMO coming out for that as well, isn't there?
Yeah, in fact, there is. Champions Online.
Champions Online. I'm looking forward to that one, too.
Yeah, based on the old Champions RPG. Well, yes. I don't know, old. It's, you know, fairly, the latest edition's fairly recent, but yeah. That looks like it'll be a lot of fun. I can't wait. Give me more. I'm gonna be, and let's face it, Gamer Nation. Neither one of the two of us are what you might call rich gamers.
Oh, you're killing me! Oh, stop! Oh dear.
We're definitely on the lower end of the game acquisition scale, so.
It'll be selling blood and sperm for this kid.
Jesus Christ! Okay, I'm gonna add that warning in right at the top. The whole show, you just goofed the whole show.
Well. Sorry, blood and semen? Is that more PC? Sorry.
No. I think it's the second one that's really hurting there. It doesn't matter what you call it.
Oh, okay, well, I will be pawning bodily fluids.
There you go, that's better. Oh, we're dead.
yes, it's hell in a handbasket, yeah. Here we go.
The 300 gamers just went, well, that's enough of that, I don't ever need to hear that again. Oh, well, we'll get by.
They were all thinking it, I just said it. So.
Yes, true. True. So yeah, what you aren't supposed to expect from us, I guess, this is managing expectations now. What you shouldn't expect from us is that we will have the latest and greatest of everything, especially when it comes to board games and video games. Because first off, we don't really operate like that. We tend to research the games that we want to play and how we would like to play them, and then acquire games based on that. In other words, we don't buy things just kind of willy-nilly, although at times it has seemed like that.
A real good one would be the wonderful World of Warcraft miniatures games.
Yeah.
That was another one that was crap. Avoid that one, children. Avoid it like the plague. Run and hide.
I don't need to pick up the stupid minis every 2 or 3 seconds to make some sort of adjustment on them. That's not fun.
Yeah, it was not a good game.
Although Monster Apocalypse, that thing rocks.
Monster Apocalypse is my new favorite addiction. That's if we could ever get a solid game in without the two of us being so tired we can't keep our eyes open at the end of the day. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. And I actually had a chance to go through the rules a little better the other day, and it does seem like we didn't quite know what we were doing the first time.
Well, no, there's always that. It's got a bit of a steep learning curve, but I think once a person gets into it, it's a very in-depth strategy type of game, which is what we enjoy. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's got Monsterpocalypse is all about the giant monsters, like your Godzilla stuff and your the big turtle, Gamera, yeah, that one. It's all about that kind of stuff. Of course, they don't, those are all licensed, so they've got their own things.
Yes.
But there's like an Ultraman thing, there's like a Godzilla thing, there's like a Martian Invader thing, there's, all kinds of neat junk Cthulhu stuff.
Cthulhu, yeah, there's tentacles involved, so if you're squeamish, you might want to shy away from that one. But other than that...
Right. Yeah. So it's good. It's good little game, and I'm looking forward to getting some actual playtime in with that.
Yeah, that's another one that's already collapsed one vein in my bank account, so...
that's why I carry the defibrillator around now every time I go shopping.
Yes! Yes, yeah, it's you got to have that thing strapped on, ready to go. And it's just, charge card, clear!
yeah. Anyway, we do a variety of things. We like to play a whole bunch of different games and a whole bunch of different styles, and we don't really tend to narrow our focus down to just one or two types of games. We'll play anything that strikes our fancy, especially if it's, and this is just a suggestion, especially if it's sent to us free as a review copy.
Yeah. Nicely inserted, my friend.
Yeah, that was smooth. Smooth. No shoehorn, no crowbar. It was just there.
Yes, just right in there. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
The one you picked up the other day, the title alone is worth checking out. The game, the Pink Godzilla Dev Kit.
Oh, yes, yeah. See, now this is where we cross genres, because it's a card game. It's non-collectible. And the idea of the card game is that you are making video games. And you have these different elements you have to include for, like, four different styles of video games. And that turned out to be a whole lot of fun. And that's something we'll talk about.
That was a cool game.
Yeah, that's something we'll talk about in depth at some point in the future sometime. I like that. That's planning.
Yes, yes. Planning is good.
Planning is good. Why are the show notes only four lines long? I don't know. But
you got notes?
Well, I wrote something now. Wait, no, that's a gravy stain. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was Kung Pao Chicken. Yes.
Yeah, Kung Pao Chicken. But yeah, and occasionally when we're not talking about games, we might also end up talking about movies.
Movies. Speaking of movies, this is a movie and ties in with an RPG that you and I were talking about. I finally watched Ghost Dog that you loaned me the other day.
Oh, there you go. What'd you think of it?
Oh, it was good. Very good movie. A little odd in parts. Very, very strange little references going on in there, but a very good movie overall.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm glad you liked it, because that really is kind of one of my favorite little movies to watch, and I was really surprised you hadn't seen it yet. Ghost Dog, Forrest Whitaker.
When it came out, I looked at it, and it seemed interesting because the whole samurai thing and whatnot, and I just, for whatever reason, just never got around to seeing it, and now that I've seen it, it's one of my favorites. So,
yeah, it's very cool. For those of you who haven't seen it, it stars Forrest Whitaker as a modern-day samurai contract killer for the mob, and the mob is having all kinds of problems. And it gets, it's amusing and kind of poignant. Am I allowed to say poignant?
Yes, yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Just so you don't point it in my eye, we'll be okay.
Well, I'll try not to. I mean, Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Warning, detour.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on, believe it or not, almost an hour of podcast on this test run, this episode zero.
We've rambled for an hour and they haven't turned the power off yet. Somebody's asleep at the switch.
I'm amazed. I'm frankly amazed. I wasn't sure we'd get this far out.
Not that anybody's listening at this point, but
No, they've all tuned out. As soon as you said sperm, they're gone.
Oh, well. I take full responsibility.
Jeez. Oh, dear. Alienate half your listeners right off the bat.
I'm sorry. I didn't have my filter on, so...
That's all right. Remember, I've got the brain today, so...
Oh, well, yeah. That explains everything. You can just edit that part out.
I could, but I think it's going to be more amusing just to leave it in there. Because if anybody's left by the end, they're the ones who will stick around for the next show, you see.
Exactly, yeah. Yes.
Which, do we have any thoughts about when the next show is going to occur?
Well, probably the next time we record one, but as far as the timeline, I have no idea.
That's, you have the finest sense of the obvious ever. That's amazing.
Do I? You know, I was in the military. They called me Captain Obvious.
yeah. Okay. Captain Obvious. I like that. That'll
Captain Obvious and my cohort Major Disaster.
That's right. Oh dear. I have nothing. I don't know what to say to that. No, I'd like to try to stop. I would like to try a weekly schedule, if that seems doable.
Oh yeah, just take up what little free time I have left so we can talk to the minions. I wasn't supposed to say that.
No minions.
Yes.
No such thing as minions.
No such thing as minions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can if
revolution starts at midnight.
Yeah, if they're willing to listen to us on a weekly basis, by golly, we can crank one out every week.
Right. But of course, having said that, this is the middle of December, and I'm looking at the calendar, and there's some sort of, what is this? There's like two holidays that come up that involve people being drunk or unavailable, or sometimes both.
Yeah, and listening to us, they'll be even more so.
Yeah, this would be, if you're playing the drinking game, this is the cast to play on New Year's Eve. I sound drunk. I'm not even drinking.
Well, you know, what's in the Pepsi today?
I'm not real sure. All I know is it was really good.
I'm making noise now. I'm just...
Yes, you're rambling along.
That's right. That's what I do. I ramble. And frankly, if they can't handle that, then maybe I should stop. But, yeah, there might be a schedule delay for the holidays, but, you know, once we get through that part and to the first of the year, jeez. I need to lay down. Weekly would be great.
Look what you've done. You've dropped your brain and got cracker crumbs on it. Pick that up and clean it off.
Yeah, that doesn't work. It's sticky.
The toboggan's on fire. Just everybody bail out.
Well, once again, I have merved something.
Yes. Brian is... Oh, gosh. Yes, the Merv factor always comes into play, especially in our role-playing games. You know, I went to all the trouble to make detailed maps and satellite photography, and I had drawings, and, you know, the first mission in our D20 modern game, and he's, no, we're not going to attack the ship at the pier. We're going to catch it in the middle of San Francisco Bay. I'm like...
Well, it made more
sense.
Okay,
I'm not driving the bus anymore.
Yeah, and I have to say, the session we had where we did nothing but plan that mission was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was actually it went much better than I had anticipated, and it turned out very well.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you have to look forward to, Gamer Nation, is me merving the podcast. Andy trying to maintain his sanity while we talk about all kinds of different games and things.
And yeah, I'll keep a small bucket over here to pick up the small pieces of my shattered life and a fire extinguisher for when the toboggan bursts into flames. Apparently that happens quite often around here.
Yeah, it might happen every 5 or 10 minutes.
You know, I'm just going to install a Halon system on it and be done with it.
There you are. So I think at 55 or 56 minutes, which we've now almost hit, we can probably say we've completed a full cast.
Well, yeah, we've rambled for darn near an hour. I don't know if we accomplished anything other than me offending several people when I mentioned the S word.
Podcasts that live in infamy. So this is kind of how things are going to go, folks. There's no two ways about it. We will be all over the place, but we will try to always return to what we were talking about originally, if we can remember.
I was just going to say, what were we talking about? We might give them an email address if people have something that they want to discuss with us or want us to discuss. They could send in notes or ideas to us, and we can kick that around a little bit like a soccer ball or something.
Yeah, you want an email address?
Right.
Yeah, if you want to send us an email, you can send it to fiddleback@gmail.com, and I promise to check it on a fairly regular basis and respond either via email or in the show here if it's something that we need to do that with. Yeah, that sounded committal, didn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, fiddleback@gmail.com will get you in touch with myself. And if you want to talk to Andy, I can, you know, route it to him because we're clever that way, in spite of appearances. So, with that, we will wrap up our Episode Zero podcast. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening and thank Andy for coming on and doing the podcast with me.
Well, yeah, for all that I did, you know, crashed and burned and, you know, kind of kicked everything into the dirt and ruined it for everybody. But, you know, hey, that's the way I am. No, that's,
see, that's what makes it entertaining. All right.
Yes.
Well, Gamer Nation, thank you very much for tuning in and have a good day. Enjoy yourselves. And remember, game on.
Radio, your gamer's role. www.d20radio.com